Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. It's 4 o'clock. Joined by Ron Jaworski, Jaws, as we always are. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. What's up, Jaws?
Gentlemen, great to be with you on a beautiful Friday afternoon, and especially after a nice Eagles win.
Yeah.
Love it. What's up, Jaws?
It is a fall Friday, right? Feels a little bit of chill in the air.
As Ike knows, it's a golfing Good Friday.
Yeah, but fall golf's hard to find your ball sometimes under the leaves. That's anti-fall golf. Thank you.
About 2 weeks, the leaves start falling.
Yeah, Juz, when is it not a golf Friday? There's 2 feet of snow on the ground. Is there ever a time when there's not?
Yeah, Ike gets around more rounds than I do, so ask him.
Okay.
Usually for me, if it's below 50 degrees, 45, I'm not going out
okay,
there.
Okay, all right, yeah. That's your limit.
Yeah.
All right, Juz, we just got the note that A.J. Brown is officially out for Sunday's game. So if you're going into that game, you know, looking at what they're calling on offense, do you think they change anything they do with A.J. not there, or does everyone just shift what they're doing, shift their role?
Well, you know, normally you say next man up. That's kind of the saying around the National Football League. No matter what happens, the next man up has got to do the job of the guy that he replaced. So I don't think they'll do anything differently. You know, Jahan Dotson may become more active in the offense. He's kind of been disappearing week to week, but I think he'll have to show up because, you know they're going to roll the coverage to Smitty.
And Cam Jurgens as well is out. After, you know, rewatching the game, looking at the film, what job do you think that Brett Toth did in for Jurgens, and then looking ahead to this week's game? What can we expect out of that position?
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job, particularly in pass protection. I thought the offensive line as a whole in pass pro last week was phenomenal. And you know, the fact that when he was kept clean, the stats are staggering for Jalen Hurts. When he was kept clean in the pocket, he was 14 for 16 and 257 yards. So that's a damn near perfect game by a quarterback. And you got to have that protection working for you. And the offensive line, I thought, did an outstanding job. And a lot of the balls were down the field. These weren't quick drops where the ball was coming out in 2.1 seconds. At the max, 3.2. These were balls coming out quick. That means the offensive line was doing a good job. And when Jalen had to hold on to the football, he also had time to throw a deep ball, which was very effective against Minnesota.
Jaws, we have, and I'm sure we will continue to talk about the idea of Jalen throwing the ball from under center in play action. And I think we're at the point where we understand the advantage for them as a team. I was wondering if you, as a quarterback, could give us context of, from the quarterback's perspective, when you're under center, what are the advantages for you as the quarterback in that situation, and what are the disadvantages for you in that situation?
I think, number one, there isn't a blind spot. You got to understand, when you're back there in the shotgun, 5 or 6 yards from the center, you got to look at the ball and catch it. There is a blind spot, and in that tenths of a second in the National Football League are huge. You have a blind spot where you can't see what's going on, where the blitz may be coming from, where the coverage is changing once the ball is snapped. So I think when you're in the shotgun, it's a detriment when you use it 100% of the time, like we almost use it close to that. I think being under center, They have a better opportunity to see the defense, see what the defensive front is lining up in, see what the coverage is going to be, and anticipate what the coverage is going to be. So I think there clearly is an advantage, sometimes, not all the time, to being under center, as well as in the running game. When you're under center, running backs normally start downhill. When they're in a shotgun, they have to kind of pause or take a step left or right before they start running downhill. So there's an advantage in the passing game as well as the running game.
Yeah, and for a defense, it certainly is more of a disadvantage having that quarterback under center because you're truly playing run pass. When you're in that shotgun, you're leaning more pass than you are run as a defense.
Mike, you're 100% right. I think last week was a good example of that because on that 79-yarder to Smitty, he was under center. Jalen was under center as he was 16 times last week. That's the most I can recollect Jalen being under center as a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. 16 times under center. And he was phenomenal when he was under center as well. But I think, you know, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but we talk about play calling, it seems, every week. Mm-hmm. There was a great play call by Kevin Petula with that play, that 79-yarder. He had extra offensive linemen in Fred Johnson, so they thought protection first. They had Jalen was under center with Saquon behind him. They faked to Saquon, froze the safety when he was on the blitz. So it was all coming together. And Jalen did a great job of looking off the safety to the right, his eye manipulation, moving the safety to the right, and opened up that lane for Smitty. So I think the fact he was under center, the fact that it was a heavy set with the pass protection first, and he obviously had a lot of time to throw the ball down the field. So I love the way that play was called, designed, and executed.
And I love the fact, Jaws, that last week, even though the run game wasn't giving them chunks of yards, they stayed committed to it, which makes the defense have to still honor every time you put the ball in the belly of Saquon. They're going to have to respect that. But moving forward, I'm wondering, how effective can we be as a passing game if our running game doesn't start to get better than it's been this year?
Yeah, we all have that concern. And I think that the balance last week as far as the run-pass ratio was pretty good. You know, 26 passes called, 23 runs actually called. So there was pretty good balance. The yardage was a complete disparity. It was a passing day last week, but that's not going to happen every week. And I'm kind of a believer in old-school football. I think that the really great teams through history that I've watched maybe in my tenure as a player, as an analyst, you know, the teams that run the ball first have a physical mentality of how they play the game. Offensive linemen are coming up on smashing people. There's a violent side to the game. And it's that old theory reduction. You beat on people for 30, 40, 50 minutes. By the time that last 10 minutes comes around, you own them. So I think, you know, being a physical football team, you have to be committed. And I'm not saying, you know, yes, I run the ball every play, but I think that 50-50 balance, if you can maintain between run and pass, gives you your best opportunity for success.
Mm-hmm. Josh, we were talking to Mike Mayock yesterday. He noted that the Eagles, I think for the first time this year, used six offensive linemen in a bunch of offensive sets last week. Do you see them continuing that as a way to give Jalen a little more protection and in the run game as well?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the play I just stated, that 79-yard touchdown pass to Smitty, was exactly what you're talking about, the extra offensive lineman on the field. And, you know, it gives you a feeling of superiority. And you know, we got to be real here, too. Our offensive line has not performed as well as they're capable of performing. I think the fact that you can throw another offensive lineman out there and give the defense something to look at from a physical standpoint creates more opportunities for the offense. But I would say our offensive line must start playing like they played the last 2 years. They're not playing poorly, but they're not as dominant as they have been.
Josh, what do you think? I'm sure you've seen plenty of Jackson Dart at this point. What do you think of him as a QB and what the Eagles are looking at on Sunday?
Well, I think we saw him, you know, a few weeks ago, and we saw that the guy plays with his hair on fire. That's for darn sure. You know, he's a really enthusiastic, passionate guy about how he plays, and you know that's how he plays the game. Now, when I see young quarterbacks like this, I say, oh my God, get down, because they start running, they think they're in high school and they're going to get knocked out of a game. The NFL isn't about, you know, showing how manly you are. If you're in the NFL, you're already a manly guy, so you don't have to prove to yourself by trying to barrel over some guy that you're a tough guy. He needs to learn how to slide, but the one thing he does do, he's got great arm strength and great arm talent and great arm ability, and he's not afraid to stick the ball in the tough throw. So I think he's a guy that we have to look at for a long, long time, and combine him with Cam Scadaboo, they got a couple of young guys who create some problems for the Eagles.
Charles, you mentioned the sliding thing. I thought the same. I think the same thing when I watch him. It makes me think of when Michael Vick was here, and they couldn't figure out a way to get him to. It was almost like he couldn't figure out how to do it. If you're a coach and you have a player that plays like that, you just have to spend a full day every single week showing them how to do it and when to do it, or the guy's going to end up getting hurt. It seems like such a simple thing. And it's amazing to me that guys are in this position and are as talented as he is, but they can't get him to do it in the ways that he should.
Spike, isn't it amazing? These guys are incredible athletes playing quarterback in the National Football League. They don't know how to slide.
Yes.
You would think along the way they played some baseball in their careers and played other sports where you just may have to get down and protect yourself. But whenever I think guys that were kind of show their manlyhood and ran them out of the league, Andrew Luck, who I thought was going to be a real superstar in this league, ended up retiring prematurely because of the injuries that he had. Because he would never slide. He would always, you know, want to be that guy that shows that he's tough and rugged, and that, you know, that means a lot. I get it. I'm not demeaning that. But when you put yourself in harm's way and get knocked out, you hurt your team a lot more than by being out there with an injury.
Yep. Yeah, I remember, Jack, who was the baseball player they brought in to help?
Terry Pendleton.
Terry Pendleton to show Mike Vick how to slide. Sorry. Hey,
Michael Vick can do anything he wants, let alone he couldn't slide.
Right, right.
Good lad that you've ever seen, and he couldn't slide. Go figure.
Yep. So you want to give us your prediction for Sunday, Joss?
Yeah, I got the Birds this one winning again, and I think it's going to be fairly easy. I think, we learned from that first matchup that we better play a physical game against this Giant football team. They got physical in that Thursday night game. We got to get after them on Sunday afternoon and show them that we are the more physical team. So I like the Birds 30-20.
All right, Jaws. You can see Jaws on NBC Sports Philly's pre- and post-game show, and then hear him again next week on this show. Jaws, thank you as always, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Back, guys. Have a nice weekend.
Yep.
I hope the Eagles play a pissed off game on Sunday. Like they
should. They just lost to this team two weeks ago.
Yeah. And I remember when we were talking about the Giants game 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the talent disparity, and it's still there. Right now, it's they have a couple of talented players on offense for sure. They have some talented players on defense,
and we're without AJ.
But like, you have to take that game from 2 weeks ago personally. And I they don't have to say it publicly or anything, but they lost to Denver. They got embarrassed by the Giants.
Yeah.
But embarrassed not just by the score and not just by the and everyone has said it. They got out physical by the Giants, and the Giants were laughing at the end of that, you know? This is a divisional opponent, and they just kicked your ass, and you're a better team than they are. And I know the win counts, but it would
That's
be
all
nice.
That matters, Mike.
But I think it would make me
well. Then
feel
we'll just
better.
Say they beat the Giants.
What?
I mean, some people will just say, "Well, you beat
the
a 2-6 Giants."
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494.
But like you said, at least have some pride.
Yes,
hit him. Have some pride.
Yeah. Well, and the defense got. You want to talk about getting
that's
pushed around?
That's what I'm really referring to. Is the defense.
The
yes.
defense got pushed. Don't the Cam Scataboo's laughing at you as he's running
doing
over
back
you.
Backflips in the end zone,
dude. I don't. He's a physical player. He's a good player. I don't care. You are hitting him, not him hitting you.
Oh, so. I tell you two things gonna be different before we get to this loser.
Yes. Jack?
No, this one. Okay. On the phone.
All right.
Jalen Carter missed that game.
He did.
And we didn't have N'Kobe.
I'm
telling you. Yeah. I love Jahari Campbell and Zach Bond. They're not N'Kobe. They are more athletic linebackers.
Yeah.
That want to chase down blocks. N'Kobe is a tackling machine.
Wants to hit you.
Yes, wants to run downhill. He's a middle linebacker. That's what he wants to do.
I want him or Cooper knocking Jackson Dart out of the game. That's what I want. Those are the two guys. All right, Cowboy Jim, what's up?
Hey, Herb, I hope you're listening. Listen, my wife works for a diabetes company.
And, diabetes.
She's forwarded your call to headquarters in Denmark. And have an emergency meeting about the bug. So thank you, Herb. I think you've saved some lives there. But my wife says that the best way to lose weight is to listen to you guys talk about Blue Chew. So that's really the best way to lose weight. So.
Get it? Because she throws up and stuff. She loses her appetite.
Exactly.
I did not get that.
Oh, yeah, yes. I get it.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Spike, listen, if you're going to let Bam do the show, can I host if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
No.
Is that okay?
No.
That's not a bad idea.
Yes. Yeah.
I have my rules.
You can have an hour.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's my rules. Okay, Captain Cowboy leads off. Only Cowboy fans can call, and Mad Mike can call, too. Yeah, listen. My guest will be Troy Aikman. Okay, WIP pays for all his expenses, private jet, Four Seasons. Okay. And Ike, you're going to interview him, okay, with Troy wearing all three rings.
All three of his rings.
Yeah. All three of the rings, yes. Right. And as for the Sixers and Embiid, really, it's just a remake of Weekend at Bernie's, you know, Embiid being Bernie.
Okay. So,
nailed it.
Wow, you got your whole list.
And as for all, the injuries you guys are going to have, listen, it's going to be the same score. Giants are going to win. So that'll be the first time in history.
Who do the Cowboys play this week?
They play the Broncos. That's 52-28. Cowboys win that one.
Yeah, Cowboys probably wrong.
In Denver?
My MVP, you know, Dak Prescott. So
Dak is ass.
Really good. Dak's going to do really good. So
bring that back.
Are you done?
So listen, yeah, are you done with your nonsense?
Come on, losers, bring it on. Come on, all three.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Put them up.
But listen, don't worry. We play the Cowboys in a few weeks, right?
We do.
Yeah, so don't worry.
This is why I need the host, so I can do all the talking. You guys can sit back and just listen.
Well, I would love
that. You can't talk for longer than 30 seconds. Yeah, I mean, you're in and out.
And everything's in a list right in front of you. I know how this is. I can hear it.
I'm just following, you know, Spike's, you know.
His rules.
Your rules.
My
right.
rules. Right.
We forgot
just
the Bill
all
Spike.
The rules.
Right.
Anything else you want to talk about? Because I got to go. Bye.
I was going to say he was doing stand-up. Speaking yes. of which, Jack, did you say where people can see Joe Conklin? No, okay. I think Jack's going to do it because Jack's doing a book signing.
That's right.
At one of Conklin's.
So I'll be at Cardinal O'Hara.
Where I took the SATs.
Exactly right. Cardinal O'Hara High School on Saturday, November 22nd for Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. If you come early, I'll be signing copies of Ring the Bell. Right before the holiday season. Wow. Not bad.
When you're signing copies, do you just sit there like you're a celebrity behind a folding table with a pile of books? And
I stand up.
Oh, you stand up.
Yeah, okay. I talk to people.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I sign it. High school number.
Yeah.
Go Phils.
How many books do you think you sell? Can I give a prediction?
At a Conklin show?
Yeah.
Last time I did like 45.
I was going to say 47.
Would die.
Yeah.
Come on. Would die. To get tickets.
It's like fish in a barrel.
Get tickets to the show at JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com.
No. JoeConklin.com!
Yeah, do it in the real way.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Put some feeling behind it.
There's feeling behind it.
I think if the Cowboys were to win the Super Bowl, giving Cowboy Jim an hour.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable. It's like, how does that even happen?
Daily things.
It's every day.
No.
It's every day.
It's like dust or something in your throat. Oh, wow. Oh, that wasn't you. That was a drop.
Yeah,
that
was
a drop. Yeah, I already said that.
You didn't even have nuts in the break.
Oh, wow. Come on, man.
How do you know?
I know you're a pistachios man.
Yeah, I am a pistachios man. The problem with the shelled pistachios, you can eat them. I can't do
Goodness
it.
Gracious.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I saw going back to the pistachio stash?
Who?
Mosh.
In the sales area?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, first off, he's back in the sales area. I said, get out of here. You know, like a true bully.
Yeah.
But, like, what is he doing back there with taking other people's pistachios, Dash?
He does a lot of wandering.
He's got nothing to do.
Well, listen, he has this place down. He has a little routine. He goes through in and out of here, man.
When KYW goes to break, he's there. When we're in break, he's here.
Who am I going to bother?
He knows when lunch is here.
Oh, he can smell that from his...
Oh, yeah.
Sits up like a prairie dog.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He sits up like a prairie. He does have some prairie dog vibe.
Food?
Yep.
I know, right. He listens to the show.
I know. It's all in love.
Well, whatever. You know. We know he's here. You know? Ever since, you know, it's gloves off. Ever since he walked in on me when I was changing in the room over there and got the hot dogs.
Yeah, with your glizzy out.
Yes. 215. I was wearing my underpants. 215-592-9494. Man, Tommy Down the Shore on the way at about 4:45.
I was going to say, it's about time. It's about to start.
Yeah, and then Rios checks in. This is sometime soon, and you got about an hour and a half left. 215.
We got the belt.
Oh shoot.
Figure it out in the break.
We'll figure it out.
Wait, who has it?
Who had the belt? No, last week. Oh, yeah.
Devin. Has
for
it.
A big report about Bryce Harper getting traded.
Yep.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, it is strong. 215-592-9494.
Mocked.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more. Now through Saturday, that is tomorrow, in store only. The question, are you going to watch the World Series? That is the question, the Twitter question.
Is that a trick question?
I was curious if people are going to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think the Twitter question? What do you think the response is?
It is Toronto. Toronto Dodgers is still. I would still watch it. Yeah, I would still watch it. Let's go 70% yes.
62% no.
62% no?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've become. So this is one of the things that I mentioned, one of the positives about being up in New York is that they love baseball so much up there that it brought me back to it.
Right.
And then since we've had the Phillies here, it's been a lot of fun. I've re-become like a true baseball lover. Yeah. I will watch it all the time.
Yeah.
But it is amazing how people around here just check out.
Yeah.
I think it's compelling with one of the good things about the Dodgers being the way they are is I just think it's a compelling story, whether they win or not.
At least they're an exciting team.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're a villain
out there. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like the Heatles or the Durant Warriors or something like that, you know?
Now, here's the thing. Will people, because I know I've done this in the past where I may not watch every game, but I'll watch the deciding game.
Okay. Well, maybe people just.
Now I'm watching tonight, but I'm saying some people, they may not watch every game, but if it's game four and it's a chance to win, or if it's a clincher.
Yeah.
Because you kind of want to see the celebration.
Yeah, I do.
I kind of do. I miss it.
To me, and that's Jack.
Been almost 20 years.
Jack, I would imagine you feel similarly. To me, the reason I will watch as much as I can is that as soon as it's over, it's over until we have real games again in April. And I don't know. I don't want the same reason I watch the NBA Finals, even if I don't care. It's just that as soon as basketball's over, then we don't have basketball in a while.
Yeah.
And I miss it when baseball's not there. So that's why I watch
it. Problem is, football is king.
It is, but it's not on Friday night. It's not on Saturday.
Well, some college is.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. Yeah. But I think most people, if your team isn't playing, it's easy to check out and go follow the other sport.
Yes, I think it's that way for every sport but football.
Yep.
You know, I don't think anybody here, not nobody, but most people don't watch the NBA Finals. Yep. They don't watch the NHL. They don't watch the Stanley Cup Finals, and they don't watch the World Series unless their team is in it.
Yep.
Baseball used to be a sport, though, in the 90s where I felt like everybody watched the World Series matter what.
Yes.
That has
and
been
last year, last year had it. It was Yankees-Dodgers. I think people were.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, they did the ice cube thing. Yeah. Bring them out. Yes.
They failed with Fat Joe. Big reason why they lost. Fat Joe ran out there and everyone said, "Who's that?"
Yep.
You know,
my guy Izzo at FAN said that you bring Fat Joe out, that is the end of anything. It was bad for the Knicks. He couldn't believe
it. Well, it was clearly just thrown together last minute. The ice cube thing was so cool.
A reply to
this is way better. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then the Yankees choked and that wasn't as fun.
But Yeah. I can't believe they're in the World Series anyway. Let's see who has the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I'm a real American. Fight for the rights of
The belt this week presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If you remember last week, Devin Caney got the belt with her report.
Exclusive
that Ruben Amaro told her during the break that perhaps the Phillies, maybe, you never know, could trade Bryce Harper. And Devin got crushed for that, but then as time went on with what Dave Dombrowski said and then Scott Boras shooting back and then Joel Sherman, you know, Devin Caney was, I think, justified at least in saying it.
Yeah.
So the question with the belt is, has anyone at WIP this week done enough to take the belt from Devin Caney? We don't just automatically willy-nilly change the belt. The belt has to be taken. That's how it works in boxing. It's how it works in, you know, MMA and wrestling. And the answer.
So hold on.
Yes.
I got some potential candidates here.
Okay. Interesting.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Could have used the in the break.
Yep. I think you wanted my input. Well, Spike and Elliott yesterday.
Listen, the committee considered it. I also thought Elliott. Now the committee shut down my idea of Elliott getting credit for the BJ Edgecombe take. They got shredded.
Well, but the take was in June.
I'm just saying what the committee, I threw it to the committee. The committee said, you're an idiot, and we moved on.
I didn't say you're an idiot. I just said the take was
I said the committee.
Gambling thing.
Yeah.
The gambling thing was on top of that?
Well, then who would get the belt in that scenario, me or him?
You.
Oh, he
see, now he's going to, yeah. Well, see, now he's going to be like, oh, wait, great idea. I really think it's the belt. Yeah, I really do deserve it. Yeah.
Your idea was Elliott, not me.
But Elliott's the one that everyone reacted to. Everyone agrees with you.
No, Elliott's a moron for that take. That's what that is. And Spike calling him a psycho halfway through that. Through that whole rant.
And he almost said the F-bomb.
Yeah, I did. I'm just saying, and he was still hot an hour later.
Well, he couldn't calm down. Like, poor Mike Mayock. You know, he's on. And he's like, Mike, hold on a second. I'm still mad about this thing from an hour ago. You know?
So,
all right.
Hell, Spike, Well, I mean, I would have nominated you.
Okay.
Did you have any other names or just that one?
I don't.
Yeah. Well, okay. Some of the other people considered was Joe DiCamera for him taking two big shots at me. Throughout the week.
But then you also said, for your belt consideration, you
went in pretty hard.
You said he's going to die alone. Because he doesn't have a dog.
He probably will.
That's another reason why. Yeah, that's another vote for you.
Let's put together a resume here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you're taking on the morning show. I can appreciate that.
I think Spike should get the belt.
There we go.
I'm not going to fight it.
Yeah, why would you? Why would you?
And let's be fair, or let's be honest. The two times, this is my second time I've gotten the belt.
Mm-hmm.
The other time was when I screamed at Elliott.
It's worse!
And it was twice that week. That was the week I called him a little B.
Well, Little B into yelling about the traffic.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It was the next day, actually.
It was Thursday. Yeah, it was, Thursday and
Thursday
Friday.
Then Friday, yes.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You needed the weekend. You needed the weekend to cool off. Congratulations,
Congratulations.
Spike.
Oh. Yeah. Okay,
you did
go.
It again.
There you go.
There we go.
Is that a two-time winner?
Two-time winner, yes.
Am I one-time winner?
No, I think you're two-time.
I'm a two-time winner.
I'm two-time.
Yeah, you're two.
You've been a two-time winner?
What does that mean?
Well, you had Burn the Boats.
Yeah.
And what was the other time?
I think I probably because I beat the camera and something.
Oh, yes, yes. Because it was the baseball.
Okay. A pity throwaway belt.
Now,
I'm just saying, you don't usually have.
Yeah, I got nothing. I saw. I got it. Yep. No, I know. Yep.
That's not what I was saying.
No, it's how it is. It is.
215-592-949. Well, thank you, Ike. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
We're very happy to have the belt.
The committee.
215. Yeah, thanks. Thank you to the committee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP.
Oh, here we go.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
Gentlemen, my funny freak bull family. You know what I mean? What's going on, gentlemen?
Kelly Oubre.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Nah,
don't do that with him now. Yes.
It's never going to be the same. But look, seriously, we playing Dumb Dumb Blue this week. So, you know what I mean? Y'all already know what time it is. You know, y'all speaking, Jack. Spike saying his stuff, what we should do, you know, after they did their thing, laugh and whatever. Well, hey, all right. That was cute. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Before we go into the bye, we got to play Dumb Dumb Blue again. And as I can remember, Christmas came early for them. That was cute. What is our purpose, huh? To inundate blood from every freaking team all the way to Sierra Bravo 60. We are at the point of straight killer zone. Get the F out my way, DJ Edgecombe. The new young boy is about to take the throne, but we all bleed green and are the ones to set the tone. Are you freaking kidding me? This is the start of our bye. We got freaking 2 weeks.
Stop freaking playing slap and tickle. These suckers can't stand with us. We the monsters on the East Coast. New York, city of dreams, comes into the concrete jungle. City of violent fiends. Remember where we're from. To be Philly is our way of life and no settling. Gives no F and takes no BS. We always prepare for every test and everything is personal. Whatever category you want to put it in, it don't matter. You put an obstacle in front of us and we're breaking right through it. In this world of patty cake, we're bringing the tough back. Blue collar, hardcore, roughneck. By any means necessary, we're ready to live but prepare to die. That's our freaking motto we go by. And when you're prepared, then there's no fear of anything. Fall freaking backup, broken arrow. The perimeter is breached. To live is to suffer. But we damn sure gonna find meaning in the suffering. Give them hell, gentlemen. We locked in. There ain't no turning back. We celebrated for the kill. We will be abstinent for the duration of the season. We are on a blue tent mission. But always prepared with body bags. Violence gets results. That's what we're built on. We will never conform to the new world sucker ways. We embrace the suck. Against into the fight, turned on from the smell of blood. Always staying disciplined, displaying domination, and dictating every freaking thing. What you call a triple dose of D. If ever around and find out was a team, that's what you'll be looking at. So about face and move out. Masculinity is needed. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, what gets results?
Violence!
What gets results?
Violence!
When indulged in violence, it will create peace. Iron Rios from North Philly Hunting Park, the Star Major of Philly. If you F's with me, then put blood on the freaking grass. Peace.
Close. Well done, Rios.
He's close.
Yeah.
You missed about 10 seconds.
Sorry. Yeah. Yep.
It's getting closer, though.
I thought you might have thrown him off with the Oubre thing right before he had to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But he stepped up.
Listen, pros are pros.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Everybody's talking about it. The streets are chirping. They're saying, Philly formation. Philly formation. Philly
run
formation.
The play.
Run
the play.
Run the play.
Run the play. Yeah, everyone calls it that. Get ready to get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey. Proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house hosted by me. Two Weber grills, some National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Kildare's Pub in Westchester for the $11 Miller Lite and Jameson Shot Special with their famous Kildare's Wings, or visit the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for their $10 special with their Great American Grilled Cheese. That's Kildare's Pub in Westchester and the Great American Pub in Phoenixville, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94W. WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
Emily the teacher, you're on WIP. What's up, Emily?
Hey, can you hear me? I have my AirPods in today.
Yeah, I don't love that, but it...
Okay, yeah. All right, let me switch it up. That's
okay.
Why I asked.
All right, I love it. Thank you.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Give me a sec.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, I sound way better.
Is this good? Are
yes.
we good?
All right. Yes.
Oh, yeah,
well,
perfect.
I'm so when I don't have any slam poetry prepared,
that's okay.
For today's call.
There's only one Rios. Yeah.
but I do have to say, 7-7. Right, 7-7.
Oh, Edgecombe.
Oh, Edgecombe.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. You know that I reclaimed that the next morning. The first thing on my classes, every single class of my agenda was, I always do care to share. I get them talking. Anything they want to share about, they could talk about. So on Mondays, I do care to share, and we watch the Eagles highlights from the night before. I teach them about football. So the care to share, and then I had under it, who is VJ Edgecombe? 7-7. You better believe we watch 5 minutes of highlights to start my class in every single class.
A teacher showing highlights to start class. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Emily.
Yo,
are you the cool teacher? Do you also curse every once in a while? Just to...
not with my second and third graders.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that's
good. Fair enough.
I'm strict but fair, and the kids happen to love that. So I'm cool, I guess. But no, I don't curse.
No cursing. Okay.
But I one thing. I mean, he's amazing, right? Everybody's talking about it. I'm so excited. I think, and I hope I'm wrong, I think his free throws might become an issue. I know he only missed two and whatever,
nah.
But like, I don't know, his form is like, okay, he impressed me from three, but I really hope I'm wrong, but I think, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there.
He shot 78% last year in college. He's a pretty good free throw shooter. I'm not super confident in the 3-point shot. I think that needs, he hit a bunch of them the other night, but I think he's going to be a fine free throw shooter. And
all right, I hope.
I actually like guys I was going to use a phrase I can't use, who don't dilly-dally at the line and have some long sort of thing.
Routine.
Yeah, he's a one-dribble or two-dribble set shoot, and that looks good. I think he's going to be a fine free-throw shooter.
I mean, that's how you know you're a real shooter. Like, Steph Curry did dribbles. Michael Jordan didn't do anything. When I stepped up to the line, I flipped the ball to myself and took a breath and shot it.
Anyway.
Hold on, you played sports too?
Yeah, you ball.
Basketball is my first love, man. I'm a washed up athlete.
Been there.
Well, we all got something in common.
Yeah,
I think it's Sespike.
Look, man.
He can dream.
Well, I'm washed up. I got half of it, you know.
I'm not throwing this out. I'm not throwing this out here as a nickname for the Maxi and backcourt duo. But I know it was Oubre who threw him the oop. But as soon as I saw that and had just how he flies, I thought, oh my gosh, is this going to be a Maxi edge comb? Like the year we bring back the AI era black jerseys, are we also like saddling up for a Flight Brothers reboot?
Ooh.
Yeah, but Maxie's not a flight guy.
Well, neither was AI.
No, he's the passer.
That's a good point. Yeah.
They're calling him VJ Max, by the way.
VJ Max.
VJ Max?
I like that. That's a good one.
That might stick.
Yeah, VJ Max is good. Here's my thing, Emily, with the nicknames. I don't know if they do this in other cities. We do it in Philly. We're all like, as soon as we have a good player,
we're going straight to nicknames.
What dumb nickname can we give him? You know,
I'm not saying that's like a thing that's going to, you know, but it reminded me of the Flight Brothers.
Yes.
Larry Hughes, right?
Yeah.
That was the time I was falling in love with the Sixers. My dad brought me and my brother to a game in that AI era, fell in love. I remember sitting on the carpet watching the game against the Lakers. Anyway, that's how I know the Flight Brothers.
Well, maybe we can do Run With Us, too, when we're bringing back everything else.
Run With Us!
Yeah, do a little
Show
run.
You love.
Yeah, show you love. Yep. All right, Emily.
I love it, Emily.
Yeah, we got to get to Tommy down the shore, but you have a great weekend, and hopefully you're showing your students Eagles highlights.
Victory highlights.
Monday. Yeah.
And welcome to the
sometimes
show.
I didn't show them the last game Giants highlights. So.
Yes, not worth it. Didn't happen.
Hopefully Monday. All right. See you guys. Have a good one.
All right,
have a good week.
I love Emily as a regular.
Everybody does.
Yes. And joining us, as he always does right around this time, everybody loves him too, the official poet of the WIP Afternoon Show, Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank God grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yo, I can't spike, can't check. Big baloney business, baby.
Oh, you must be feeling good. We had the Sixers win the other night, and of course, coming off a big Birds win.
I'm so fired up. Great debut for the Sixers and for Edgecombe. You know what I mean? That's amazing. And
what's his name again?
VJ Edgecombe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
How do you guys say it?
No, same way. Same way.
Same way.
Same way. Yep.
VJ Edgecombe, right?
Yep. Edgecombe. Yep. That's exactly how we say it.
I'm so fired up by that Birds victory because you guys know me, right? I never lose my belief in the Birds, right?
Yep.
But I was getting a little nervous, and that was a tremendous victory. It was a real confidence boost. You know what I mean? With Jalen and AJ and Devontae, it was a tremendous confidence boost. I'm over the moon.
You know what? I finally realized after we've been talking to Tommy for like 2.5 years,
yeah,
he just sounds like Tony Soprano with the Philly accent.
Oh,
like it's just the same thing. It's Tony.
I've never seen The Sopranos, so I don't even know.
I'm sure Ike will now not be able to not notice it.
Yeah.
But you sound just like Tony Soprano.
Let me tell you something.
Hoagie Soprano?
Hoagie Soprano!
Soprano. Let me tell you something. I love The Sopranos. You guys know that? And I'm a huge fan of Tony Soprano. So you guys know that's a huge compliment for me.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And you must be thrilled as being a true Birds fan who bleeds green that BG is back.
That is so exciting. Brandon Graham, the legend. You know, I started getting nostalgic. BG's coming back. You know what I mean? We had a huge victory. And I started reflecting in a very nostalgic way on that first Super Bowl run, right?
Yeah.
And then I started thinking of the one, the only, Nick Foles.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Nick Foles. I mean, he is so near and dear to our hearts. You know what I mean? But to me, he's not just one of my heroes. You know what I mean? He's not just a legend among legends. I have a theory that he may not even be human, that he might be superhuman or extraterrestrial.
That boy almost got a 10-incher.
Wait a minute. You're saying you think Nick Foles might be from a different planet?
Well, I heard a few things through the grapevine.
Okay.
Okay, through the grapevine. Perhaps you gentlemen can verify or dispute these things that I've heard that would lead me to believe he might not just be human, he might be superhuman or extraterrestrial.
Okay.
First thing I heard. Guys, remember in The Matrix when Neo, Morpheus sends Neo to the Oracle? You know what I mean? He gets the Oracle. She's going to tell him. No spoilers or nothing, but she's going to tell him whether or not he's the one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And he's in the waiting room, right?
Yep.
And there's a little kid there, right, while he's waiting for the Oracle.
Okay.
And the kid bangs his spoon with his mind.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
From what I understand, from what I've heard, Nick Foles can do that. And I got to say, I believe it.
Wait a minute. You think Nick Foles can bend a spoon with his mind?
That's what I've heard through the grapevine.
Oh, wow.
Through the grapevine.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
What else?
Another thing I heard is that Nick Foles can stare at an onion and he can make it cry. You know what I mean? Like, he can stare at it and his eyes will never get watery and the onion will start crying. Nick Foles can give vegetables emotions. You know what I mean?
Wow. I hadn't heard that.
Any of this?
I have not heard any of this. No, we would love to get Nick on the air and ask him about these things. Any other sort of superpowers he might have?
I actually think
one
Nick's
other thing
town.
I heard oh, that really? Is extraordinary. This is the most amazing thing right here. I heard that Nick Foles can look at a huge block of cheese, right?
Yep.
And just by staring at it, turn it into Cheese Whiz.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that would mean he's a true Philly guy.
That's right. We heard of water into wine, right? It's just cheese into cheese whiz. You know what I mean?
Yes. What into wine?
Water into wine.
Right, okay.
Water
into wine, yeah.
That's right, water, baby.
Before we get your prediction for the game, which you always give us, there was such a hit last week with your poetry. I was wondering if, and I'm not asking you to write new poems, but I was wondering if we could get an encore performance of your hit poem, Eat the Gabagool.
I would love to.
Okay.
It's an honor to do it again. This time I'm really going to try to give it even more emotion.
Okay.
Here we go. You guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Here we go. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the Gabagool? Well, it's a shirt and pipe of ham. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll make the plan. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll be the man.
Yes!
It's pretty good.
Dude, I love eating the gabagool. Yeah.
I tried to really... Jack, now you told me I'm like Tony Soprano. I can't stop thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Well, the streets are saying you're Baloney Soprano.
Oh.
I'm Baloney Soprano.
Baloney Soprano.
Baloney Soprano.
I'll take it. Yeah. I like it.
It sounds like next week's idea, actually. The remake of The Sopranos, all with deli meats.
Yeah.
I could actually, and by the way, I might start writing a few more poems, too.
Yes.
I just gotta say.
I love the poetry.
You guys are inspiring me, you know what I mean? But But yeah, Hoogie Soprano. I mean, I've been rewatching The Sopranos. That's partly where the Eat the Gabagool came from. Well, you know what I mean?
Speaking of The Sopranos, the Eagles are playing a team that their home stadium is in North Jersey. You know, The Sopranos were in what, Caldwell, right?
Yep.
That's where
right.
The Sopranos were. What do you think's going to happen in Sunday's game?
Listen, that previous matchup with these stinking Giants, that was a fluke. That was a total fluke. We got embarrassed, but no big deal because we're a much better team. We're gonna get our revenge. We're going to demolish these stinking Giants. It's going to be 37-17 Birds.
Oh, I like
37-17.
That.
37-17.
That's right.
Big
we
20.
We got to have a chip on our shoulder. You know what I mean?
Big 20-point win. All right.
That's right.
Tommy, great stuff today. We will check on the Nick Foles being an extraterrestrial. We'll do some reporting on that. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you, brother.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Keep me posted on the Nick Foles business. And go Birds! I'm over and 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 out.
All right.
It's Tommy. You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
I love Eat the Gabagool. I love
eat
it.
The
eat the Gabagool.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
What's some other lunch meat?
Some other lunch meat?
Like, I mean, there's ham, turkey.
Well, no, they used to do in The Sopranos. They used to have a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, like bologna, I guess.
Well, no, but the
salami.
The stuff that, you know, sounds like North Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, they would say brajout.
Brajout, yeah, that's yep. One.
Because Artie Fritz. Always says this stuff. So there's Gabagool, there's brajout, there's
How do you know about Artie?
Mortadelle. Artie?
Yeah.
I'm a big Artie guy. Huge Artie guy. Oh, no, I'm talking about Artie Lang.
Yeah, not Artie.
Not Soprano. I'm talking about it.
Yeah, everyone's
Artie,
confused.
I learned about Artie Bucco, man.
No,
yeah,
so,
he's a chef on The Sopranos. I'm talking
about, well, Artie Lang's from Union, New Jersey.
Up that way, yeah.
We almost, when Val and I looked for a house up there, we didn't end up living there, but we almost bought a house in Caldwell.
In Caldwell?
Yeah. I think Tiki lives right around there as well. Yeah.
That house was a, they wound up buying that house, right, and just making it part of the movie set, the TV.
The actual one.
Yeah, the actual house.
The Gabagool. Yeah, brajout, you got a Gabagool, you got a mortadelle.
Yeah, that's one,
I'm sure people will call in with other all their suggestions.
Other deli meats. What do we have coming up in the top five of five?
Things the older generation loves more than anything.
Oh, this is about us.
No, it's actually above you guys.
The boomers.
Yeah.
This is boomer related. Things the boomers love.
60 plus.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.